a better way. You don't have to be another face.
And we are live just a couple of minutes early today. I want to go ahead and get started. Don't know how long today's episode will run. And before the rumors start, if this comes down, I don't think the black helicopters are going to come in and shut off my feed or anything like that. And every time I get interrupted or glitch out or something, people say they got Jack. Some people are joking. Some people aren't. So let you know what's on the docket for us today here in the Fort Worth area of Texas. Really strong storms, which should start at any point right now. And all the way to like 4:30 in the afternoon is when they're projected to be here. So there's always a chance that those things pass you by, fall apart, whatever, but it looks pretty solid that we're going to get a big, strong squall line come through and then kind of move north-south vertical to stay here. So if you hear kaboom, bang, boom, that's what it is. And if I glitch out, that's probably what it is. Unless they do get me, who knows? You never know if they'll get me. Anyway, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the election. And I vacillated between doing this today and tomorrow. And I decided I would long ago, and I didn't know what angle I would take, but I decided long ago I would do one show truly dedicated to the election this year, other than the goose thing we did, because that was the other goose's ideas, honestly. That wasn't my topic choice or anything. So we'll do one dedicated TSP to the election. I decided today would be better because tomorrow it's all happening. So let's do it one day out. And I'm coming at this today from a couple angles. One, like, just what do I think is going to happen, and then what do I think happens because that happens? So who wins, and then what happens next, and why it still could go either way. Then the other thing I want to talk about is what I'm calling autistic libertarians. And before any libertarians get pissed off at me for calling you autistic, you can't go calling yourself autistic for decades and then get pissed off and offended and clutch your pearls when somebody says, yes, you are. I've seen more libertarian autism in the last week than I have seen in my whole life. And I am a libertarian. As an anarchist, like I always say, all anarchists are libertarians, but not all libertarians are anarchists. I'm a pure libertarian. I believe in total freedom. But I'm also realistic instead of autistic. And what I mean by that is I know the solution that I want, and I know what I'm going to do for myself. But when I look back and I analyze what's going on, and here's these two possible outcomes, and which one is better for this other thing that I want, which one gives me more ability to maneuver away from the system as a whole, this year it's pretty fucking obvious which one that is. It's not even close. And I feel like, and when I get done today, I think you'll agree with me if you actually listen with an open mind. The libertarians of the world, I'm talking LP, big L, big P, Libertarian Party, libertarians, people that have been trying to win an election and haven't won one ever. Since the 70s, okay? You got handed on a silver platter like 8 massive victories in this election alone if Orange Man wins. But are the libertarians like, oh, he sucks, but he's the better choice? No. Are they like, Harris sucks, and so does Trump? No. What I've seen out of the libertarian community in the last week is all in on Trump hatred. And I'll tell you why I think it's the case. I don't think libertarians know how to win. Now, I want to be clear when I say this. I don't mean they don't tactically know what to do in order to win. That's not what I mean. I don't think they know how to do that either, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm saying, like, when they actually get a win, when somebody goes, here's a win for you, they're like, nah, fuck that, I don't want it. And when I get done today, I think you will agree with me. Now, before I do the sponsor segments and all that, I want to just clarify for people that might be new, somebody referred you here, you found this by accident, whatever. I don't vote. I'm not voting this year. I didn't vote last election. Didn't vote the one before that, blah, 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 blah. The last time I voted was the first time that W ran. That's the last time I voted. I talked about voting other times, but I ended up in the end going, no, I'm not going to do it. And I haven't been registered to vote since, I would guess, 2010. I guess would be the right time, 10 or 11. Because when I moved to Arkansas and got an Arkansas driver's license, I didn't register to vote. And when I came back to Texas and got my Texas license back, I didn't register to vote. So I've been getting shit from people here. We know you're voting for Trump. I'm not voting for anybody. I'm in the state of Texas. Even if one vote would change an election in Texas, I wouldn't do it because I can't, because Texas has a deadline for registration, and I didn't make it. I didn't make it. So there's no way in God's green earth that I can vote for anybody because I'm not registered, and I can't register to vote today and then vote tomorrow. Does that make sense? Which means I don't have a dog in your hunt. I'm going to be completely objective here, and I'll say a little bit more in a minute about why I maintain that status. There's two reasons for it. One's the long-standing reason, but this year, I'm going to be honest with you. 2 weeks ago, if you would have said, will you vote this year, and I was registered and I could, I would have said no. Right now, after the last week, I would be highly tempted to go hold my nose and vote orange. Not because it's less bad, but because of all the things that are potentially good outcomes if Orange Man wins. Very few that have anything directly to do with him. It's more of an indirect effect. Again, we'll cover all that today. Jesse says, did I just see a Jack post on Facebook? Yes, you did. I am back, sort of, kind of, not really. So I have decided that when I cut and paste all my announcements to all the different platforms, I can give you guys on Facebook the courtesy of post and ghost. But that's all you get from me. I do not engage on Facebook. It is a shit platform that I won't have anything to do with. You shouldn't either, but if you want to be there, that's okay. I don't get to tell you what to do. You don't get to tell me what to do. All right. Before we get into this, let's go ahead and hear from our sponsors of the day. Sponsor today, number one today, Anton's Land of Biltong. I don't care who wins the election or who loses the election, because we're all going to lose one way or another. You will always win when you're eating Biltong, because Biltong is delicious and nutritious and wonderful. And Anton is right out of South Africa. He knows how to make it the right way. When he approached me about being a sponsor of the show, I'm like, you got to send me some Biltong first, because I ain't never turning down no Biltong. The other side of it is, if you're going to work with me and sell a product like Biltong, it's got to be right. As soon as I tried it, I'm like, this is some of the best Biltong I've ever eaten. He has Biltong. They have the sticks, the Dewar sausages, lots of other cool stuff. You want to check this out, guys. And he does do a discount for MSB members. Additionally, in addition to doing a discount for MSB members, he will be right here next week at TSP 24 doing a presentation here for you guys on making Biltong. Next note today, another guy that's going to be here, Joel Riles with K9 Academy. At K9Academy.us, you can learn to train yourself to train your dog. That's so important to think about. People think it's hard to train a dog. No, it's not. Dogs are simple creatures. They work on a very binary, this is good, this is bad, this is what my master wants, this is what he doesn't want, and this is the consequences I get if I do the bad thing and the benefit of the good thing, and they really are easy to train. Some of them will try you a little bit on energy levels, prey drive, etc., but the process is simple. It all goes wrong when we decide that, oh, I don't want to do this because I want the dog to be a dog. No, you want the dog to be a good citizen and then to be a dog. That's the order of that. And what you want to do, and Joel and I came up with this together, is a very simple process, right? You want to create a situation where the animal has the opportunity to fail, but you want to control the situation so the failure is not catastrophic. And then if the failure occurs, you want to immediately correct the failure. And if you do that, you condition a response. So it's create, control, correct, condition. That's how you train dogs. You want to learn that? Go to caninacademy.us and you can learn that. There's even a free course there called the Problem Solving Library. We can get a feel of what Joel's classes are like before you commit to spending money on one. So with that, let's go ahead and get into this today. So again, I'm not covering this for the reason that like 99.9% of media, alternative, regular, whatever, you know, alternative, regular alternative, right? Like everybody I know that's covering this, including especially mainstream media, major networks at all, they're all doing it with an agenda. They want a certain outcome, and they believe that they can use their mouthpieces to influence you to do a thing. I'm going to give you my opinion today. I don't give a shit what you do as to whether you vote, don't vote, who you vote for. But I will say that if you talk a certain way, and I've heard you talk a certain way for like 10 years or more, and now you're being given a lot of things you want, and you want to attack the side that's going to give those to you, I do question your sanity, and I question whether or not you really mean what you say. Or you're more in it for the purpose of just being contrarian to be contrarian. And I hope that'll make sense today. So let's start off just what I'm sure what most of you showed up to hear right in the beginning is, what are my predictions? What do you think? What do I think is going to happen? When I say these predictions, I want you to understand, I'm saying it is more likely this happens than the alternate. It doesn't mean I'm guaranteeing it. This still could go either way, and I'm going to cover why it could go the other way. I honestly think Trump is going to win in a big electoral college margin. I don't think he's just going to get to 270. I think he's going to get up over 300 on the electoral college votes. I think that to overturn the election at that point, then you're going to have to flip multiple states. I don't see that happening. And I have reasons for that, but here's chief among those reasons. One, there is no doubt which side has the actual joy, the excitement, and the momentum. The right has had a blast with everything in this election cycle. I've never seen anything like this. No matter what the media has said, instead of being triggered, and some, there's special people on the right, let's just be honest, right? But instead of being triggered, most of it has been embraced. Like, they try this Project 25 nonsense, which is completely irrelevant to anything Trump has said or is going to do. And, you know, the right, like, has fun with it. And they're like, hey, when Project 25 comes, they're going to put shot collars on all the liberals. Let's just make a joke out of it. Weird. That was stupid, right? I was like, J.D. Vance is just weird. And you're like, Tim freaking Walz just looks like Richard Simmons on meth. And then these are the people with 400-pound men that think they're women, that think they can have babies, et cetera. So that didn't work out. That was all mocked. Pretty much everything that's been thrown at the right has taken, turned it into a joke and mocked it. You might think that's a minor thing. It's not. That shows energy level. That shows who's motivated. That shows who's excited. And I've never seen either side do that before like they did this cycle. So that's one thing. But another thing is early voting. The early voting has been huge for Republicans. There's a concerning thing in there if you want the Republicans to win. But so far, it looks very good for Republicans, including in deep blue states and including in states with low propensity to no propensity voters. In other words, there are people voting as Republicans this cycle that have only voted in one of the last four elections or have voted in none of the last four elections. Another thing is registrations. The Republicans have gained people registered as Republican voters, and the Democrats have lost people running as Democrat voters. And then the last one is the candidates themselves. Trump is hated by a lot of people, but there's a lot of people that hate Trump and go, he's still better. Trump's like the doctor. If you're going to have surgery and one doctor walks in and he's really nice, but he doesn't seem like he knows shit. Like he doesn't like, he like, how long have you been doing this? Oh, like a year, you know? And, you can have anybody. No, I've been doing it like a year on my own. Like I got through my certification. So how are you going to approach it? Don't worry about it. You got another guy that walks in. He's a complete asshole. But he's got like 20 years of experience. He is the best in the world at that one particular surgery you're going to get done. And you think the guy's a total ass. You're still picking him to do the surgery because you're laying on the table. That's kind of how I see a lot of people that don't like Trump. They'll vote for him because I just think he's going to do a better job. Cackles, on the other hand, nobody likes this woman. Okay, let me say it again. Nobody who is sane, rational, and judges the ability of a person to do their job likes this woman. Her support is not because they are pro-Harris, it's because they're anti-Trump. And that can only take you so far. Especially in a situation where you got an incumbent, because Harris is an incumbent, and the economy sucks, and less than 30% of the people think the country's going in the right direction. This all bodes toward a Trump blowout, a complete blowout. The polls are also a thing that actually makes me think it's a blowout, and this is why. If you look at the polls in 2016 and the polls in 2020, Trump was behind the entire time when it came down to Democrat versus Republican. Trump was behind badly. 3-4 points in many instances. 3 or 4 points in states where he finished within like 0.25% of Biden, or he actually beat Hillary. Okay. This time around, in many of those states, he's ahead by a point or two, with polls that have already shown us that they're generally wrong by 3 or 4 to the negative against the Republican. So when I look at that, I see Trump winning. And then since people will be voting for the president, and the same people who vote for the president will vote for the House and the Senate, I think there's some places where vote splitting will happen. I think the place that vote splitting will happen the most is in the senatorial race in Arizona. I do not like Carrie Lake's chances. I like Carrie Lake. I do not like her chances. Right. I just like her because she's obnoxious in a great way.
She's a bitch in a great way, and I love that. And she has media experience, and she knows how to take the piss out of the media. But her foreign policy, yeah, I don't give a shit. All their foreign policies suck, right? And I don't vote, and I don't live in Arizona, so you can relax. I'm just telling you, I think she's likely to lose even if Trump wins in Arizona. I think in most other places, your vote splitting is going to be minimal, and Orange Man's got some orange coattails. And so I'm looking at most likely the Senate being like 51 to 52 Republicans, probably 52. And that's based on me analyzing the individual races that I won't go into with you today. If Lake wins, it could be 53. I think the Republicans will grow their margin, not by a massive number, but by significant. Like, they'll have 20 seats over the Democrats in the House. That's what I think is going to happen. Now, why could I be wrong? Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and tell you this is what's printed in 3-inch letters, like what's his nut from the Cowboys back in the 90s, right? We will win. Number one, women are outvoting men in the early election, the early voting, by about 10 points. Now, I don't think women break as hard for Harris as people claim in the polls. But I do think women break for Harris at probably 4 points, not the 10 that's the differential in early voting. Because most of, like, the Republicans are so far ahead of the Democrats in early voting. But that's an issue, and it all comes down to abortion. And I'll talk about the abortion in just a minute issue, because it is a piece of propaganda that is so far off the mark of reality that's being used to sway votes that it's unbelievable, but it still works, okay? Two, I do think they're trying to cheat. And I do think unless the margin overcomes the cheating, that there's no way that the orange man wins. And I think that we have seen enough already cheating. Like, one of the things that here's an example of what happened. A police officer in Pennsylvania, like in the middle of the day, where people are lined up for early voting, was going through that line and telling people to leave. That it was taking too long for people to vote. They were never going to get in and leave. A woman who told people to stay, also in Pennsylvania, was arrested for just telling, didn't say stay and vote for Trump. She said stay. Don't leave. Make your vote count. They arrested her. We have had a Secretary of State leak the fucking passwords to the voting machines. No shit. She should be in federal prison for that, by the way. She's not. She'll keep her job, right? And the same Secretary of State who tried to kick Trump off the ballot in her state, by the way. So there is absolutely an undertone of cheating going on, and I believe both sides cheat every year. But I believe the Democrats cheat way more heavily, and they're more likely to get away with it. So I think they could cheat their way to a victory, especially if it's a thin victory, which, you know, I could be wrong, and it could be. But then the other thing is propaganda, especially propaganda in this election, is a Jedi mind trick. And what I mean by it's a Jedi mind trick, what's the thing about the Jedi mind trick? It only works on what? The weak-minded. But is there a more weak-minded group of people than the American public today, the general American public? How weak-minded have we become? In fact, our minds have been sculpted into weakness by all the institutions that liberals control. If you think about it, it's amazing that Republicans win anything in this country. The liberals control the media. Like, even Fox News is a liberal media channel. It's just the other ones are so much worse that you don't realize it. Okay? So they control the media. They control all the bureaucracies, all the alphabet agencies are all run by liberals, all of them. The military is run by liberals. The soldiers aren't. The Marines aren't. The airmen aren't. The sailors aren't. But the top bureaucrats are all liberals, right? Everything is run by liberals. All the bureaucracy, all the universities, the public education system, it's all run by liberals. And Hollywood is run by liberals, like 9 to 1 run by liberals. And because of that, they're able to take and soften minds so that ridiculously stupid propaganda is effective. So let's talk about the abortion issue. Everybody breaks for Harris on the abortion issue. Okay, the things that are going on right now with restriction on abortion are happening at the state legislature level. The end. The federal government does not have fuck all to say right now about abortion. There are no Trump abortion bans, right? and there are no anti-Trump abortion allowances or whatever you want to call it. If you're worried about abortion in your state, the people you need to worry about is your state house, your state senate, and your fucking governor, right? Colin, whatever the hell his name is, that's running against Ted Cruz here in Texas. He's like, you know, Ted Cruz supports his ban. Ted Cruz is why women are going to die in Texas. Ted Cruz is a federal senator. Please read a civics fucking book, people. The federal government has not got any abortion bans in place. This is state-level politics, okay? Do you know, by the way, who said that's the way it should be? Do you know who said that Roe versus Wade was poorly written and unconstitutional? Do you know? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So all of this shit, and then people are dying because of this. This is bullshit. So I've heard two claims of people who died in the state of Texas due to needing to have abortions that didn't get one while they were in some form of distress. One, I can't verify anything about. It's just hearsay, and I really don't know what happened. The other one, it sounds to me like the hospital fucked up, and hospitals fuck up and kill people all the time. Hospitals fuck shit up and kill people all the time. The number one cause of death in this country that's not like old age or cancer is doctors. Doctors kill people all the fucking time. And I've now conversed, because I reached out, with multiple women in the state of Texas who have ended up with ectopic pregnancies and things like that, that have not had any trouble having treatment because of Trump's abortion ban, which doesn't exist. So I only go into that to tell you it's propaganda. But you have women literally going to the voting booth wearing Handmaid's Tale outfits. Like, this shit just happened in Asheville, North Carolina. And this is not some made-up shit. Like, the girl that did it posted a picture of herself dressed in a Handmaid's Tale uniform voting. It's like, will you please not only read a civics book, will you please read another book or watch another TV show other than Handmaid's Tale? I mean, liberal white women, literally anything happens, they think they're in Handmaid's Tale. By the way, all you rich, liberal, privileged white women who are the most racist people in our country, by the way, you really are. I have a question for you. Why do you keep invoking imagery from a fiction-based story when you have women all over the world being put in burkas, which is actually far worse? Why? Because you live in fantasy fucking land. So the propaganda machine being run by the left, don't think because it doesn't sway you that it won't sway the average voter, because it damn sure does. Now, when I look at this as a whole, I see a very poorly run campaign on the Kamala Harris side, and I see a very effectively run campaign on the Trump side, very effectively run. Part of it is that she's so unlikable. And those of you that maybe are going to vote for her or whatever and get upset for me for saying that, I'm sure that's a minority of people tuning into my show. But you hated her 6 months ago. 6 months ago, she was universally loathed. This woman was the lowest approval rating of a vice president in modern history, maybe of all time. When she ran in 2020 against Biden for the nomination, she got no electoral votes at all. She was the first person to drop out. She is a terrible candidate. If the media had not come in, put kid gloves on, and like held her up like Simba in Lion King, this wouldn't even be an election right now. It wouldn't even happen. They only have her, and you guys that listen to me, you know I said this before it happened. The only reason she's the nominee is she was the only choice possible. They threw Biden to the wolves with the debate against Trump. The biggest mistake that Trump has made this year, other than saying stupid shit that he knows is going to be twisted around, right? The biggest mistake Trump made this year was agreeing to that debate with Biden before the convention. All he had to do is say, well, debate after the convention, that's tradition, the end, right? He got goaded into it. You know, the one of the real weaknesses Trump has is if you question his manhood, if you question his bravery, whatever, he'll just bite. He's the kind of kid you could start a fight with back in the day, you know, when you were bored and you were like 15 and you wanted two kids to fight. You're like, he says you're a pussy. The other guy's like, I didn't say he's a pussy, but he probably is. And then, boom, he's going to fight even if he's going to lose, right? So that was a mistake, because that's how they got rid of Biden. But it was so late. It was so close. There was no way to get rid of her. And I said that. I said, they're going to get rid of him, and they can't get rid of her. They can't pass her by. And there was a lot of reasons. One, you can't have a sitting vice president and then just select somebody from elsewhere. You don't have time to run a primary in this. There's no way you could have got it done. And there was $110 million in Biden's war chest for campaign, the Biden-Harris campaign. Harris is still in the campaign? Well, okay. Okay. What if you would have brought somebody in and left her in the VP spot? Nah, that wouldn't have worked real well either. So she had one chance to really solidify her position. It's one of the few things, at least if we believe what she says, that's a decision she actually made. And if this woman had picked Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania as her running mate, I don't think Orange Man could beat them. I really don't, because I don't think anybody can win this election in the current layout without Pennsylvania. I really do. I think Pennsylvania in 2024 is Florida in 2000. You don't have to like it. I just think that's where we're at. And I think if he had taken Shapiro, they win Pennsylvania. It's cackles for the next 4 years at least. So that's why I think we could still lose. Now, why a Trump win is the best possible outcome of the two possible outcomes? Let's start off before I have my own little segment here for the autistic libertarians. But let's start off with a dose of reality. It is cackles or Orange Man. There is no option three. Chase Oliver, who is a woke Democrat pretending to be a libertarian, who is completely unqualified to, like, run a TV station, let alone a country. Like, I don't know if I would put Chase in charge of a Denny's. He's just not the guy to do it. But even if he was, he's not a libertarian, but he can't win. And all the other, like, 27 freaking odd candidates they keep throwing on the ballot everywhere made it easier than ever to try to suck votes from Orange Man. Not happening. So you only have two outcomes. You understand that, right? Like, but I want to vote for principle. Vote for whoever you want to. Vote. I am doing analysis. Again, I don't vote. And there's a beauty in that that I'll get to in a second. But here's why I think if you made me vote. In fact, I wouldn't even say think. If you put a gun to my head, right, and said, Jack, you're in the voting booth, pick one. I'm going to vote orange. And here's my reasoning behind that. One, de-escalation of wars. The autistic libertarians are very upset that Trump is an ally of Israel and they don't like Israel or Israel's policies. There's a lot of things I like about Israel and a shitload more I don't like, and I definitely don't like many of the policies that Israel is engaging in. I agree with you. I don't care. I don't care because this is not a single war risk environment that we are in. We are in a war risk environment in Europe with Russia and Ukraine. We are in the risk of going into conflict with China in the Taiwan Straits. And we got the Middle East problem. Okay, so let's just go Israel. I think Trump will do a better job there than Cackles will. Period. End of story. Is it what I want? Probably not. Is it better? Yes. Ukraine will end before Trump's sworn in if he wins. They will go straight to the negotiating table once the writing's on the wall, unless Biden throws a Hail Mary and tries to start World War fucking III before he signs it. Like, it's over, because it's already almost over. We can't keep giving them money to fix the problem, money and weapons anymore, because they have no people. They've lost over 500,000 men to death, and at least another 500,000, closer to 1 million, to debilitating injury, can't return to the fight. Okay? So this is the country's not that big. Ukraine is not that big a country, and a shitload of people left. They ran away, and I don't blame them. Right? And we're all fighting over this little tiny strip of land that's ethnically Russian and historically Russian. That group of people already said, we don't want to be part of your shit anymore in Ukraine. Now, is that the perfect outcome? No. But does it end the conflict? Yes. And I want the conflict ended. I agree with Trump on that. Taiwan Straits. This is what I think about Taiwan and China. Xi Jinping ain't going to do jack shit with Orange Man in the White House because he's a little afraid that Orange Man's just enough crazy to do something about it. And so I think we completely get rid of the potential for straight up conflict in two theaters, and we're better off in one, and cackles this high probability of all three going kinetic at the same time. Done. Like, I want less war. If I can't vote for no war, then I would vote for less war. Again, only if you put a gun to my head and made me do it. To be clear, I'm not telling you what to do. How about, I think Trump will leave Bitcoin alone. And other crypto too, by the way. But I think he will leave it alone. I don't want pro-Bitcoin policies. I really don't. I don't want the government to touch Bitcoin at all. And I think the candidate that will leave it alone the most is Trump. Absolutely. 100%. And I'll leave that as it is. Next. You almost can get me to vote, if I could vote, with this next one all by itself. Robert Kennedy being part of the administration. Now, we've known that for months, but it just came out last week what that really means. Because everybody was kind of like, well, is he going to do this or that? Is he going to be a SAR? What, you know, is he going to be over NIH? Is it going to be some sort of advisory? RFK came out and said, I have been promised Secretary of HHS by Trump directly. I don't think Trump breaks that promise because it would be destructive to his administration to no end, and Trump likes winning. Even if he has to give things up, part of the deal, okay? That is who the guy is. Now, HHS is better than NIH because NIH falls under HHS, right? The CDC falls under HHS. Robert Kennedy is got two places that he is one of the best human beings on planet Earth. One is in that world of drugs and health. The other, if you kept him away from oil and gas, would be environmentalism. Robert Kennedy is individually responsible for the majority of cleanup of waterways in the northeastern United States because he sued the government into compliance with its own shit. And so I would have loved him in the environmental world, but it's a danger because he's like, even if you say you're not allowed to touch carbon and all, he still could, you know, finagle things. But if you silo him into the world of health and nutrition and drugs, that's where you take his ultimate power for good and you focus it. I can't object to this because six months ago, before they were even talking to each other, I said I would love to have Kennedy on my, if I was president, I would want him in my cabinet, and this is exactly what I'd want him to do. So this is where I think the libertarians are autistic. If I say this is what I would do, and then somebody does it, no matter how much I don't like them, I can't say, well, that's wrong. There's no way I can say that because it doesn't make any sense, right? I think that RFK is going to do some things that are going to be really great. One, I think he's going to really push to make it difficult. I don't think he can just, with a stroke of a pen, make it go away. But the seed oil thing, moving back to high-quality fats. And I think that alone is probably worth having there. But there's going to be no mandatory vaccines. I think that you're going to see a real push to repeal the Vaccine Protection Act of 1986 that makes the vaccine manufacturers completely immune to any responsibility for the damage their products do. But here's one thing that RFK will be able to get done on the 20th of January if they win. And it probably will happen on the 20th, if not the 21st of January. There's very few places that the president really has like king-like powers. Very few places. One's the border. We'll get to that. But another has to do with what can and can't be advertised on television. And there's a lot of ways to pull strings to make this happen. Kennedy's best policy I've heard come out of his mouth since this all started is removing the legality for drug companies to advertise on network television and cable television. And I know you're thinking, Jack, you're supposed to be an anarchist. I don't want any laws, but if they exist and they're being manipulated to control a system that looks open and free, that isn't open and free, then I want those restrictions in place. There's like two other countries in the world that pharmaceutical companies can advertise to the consumer. Two. It might be one, honestly. It might be this total of two or one of them. I don't remember. But it's very few. Like Europe, you don't see no fucking advertisements with some fat lady line dancing to pop music telling you to lower your A1C by taking this pill and instead of like losing your fat ass. You don't see that. And to understand why this is really important, you have to understand why they do these advertisements anyway. They do not believe that you're going to see the fat lady dressed like a hippo dancing around, spinning around, pretending she's athletic and active. Because you ever notice, like, all these people in these weight loss commercials and shit, if they were actually doing all the shit the commercial says they were doing, they probably wouldn't be fat in the first place. Okay? I'm just saying. They spend the money on these commercials to the tune of billions of dollars to control the narrative that comes out of the media. If you remove their ability to advertise on Fox News, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, etc., they no longer have control of the narrative, and maybe journalists will do their actual fucking work. Because you have not been told the truth about anything to do with pharmaceuticals, drugs, or vaccines for at least 40 years. For at least 40 years. I'm telling you, you haven't. And you really haven't since the 90s, because the 90s is when they came up with this formula they're still using. Take a 70s or 80s pop song or a Broadway musical song, retool it to some nonsensical, stupid lyrics, and show happy, sick people dancing around and tell people, ask your doctor about this. Let me tell you the truth about this. This does not sell enough medication to justify the expense. If I'm a phone maker, let's say I manufacture backup power products, a little power jump pack here for charging cell phones and stuff. That's my business. And I'm advertising. When I advertise, I have to be very careful that I don't spend more money on advertising than I get, you know, lifetime value of business from. If I spend $1 million in advertising, I need at least $1,001,000 in lifetime value from that advertising in profit, or I pull the ads because I have to. See how that works? Okay. The drug companies make so much fucking money that they literally have money burning holes in their pockets. And they look at the money they spend on these ads. And we know this is true. We've had insiders come out and tell us this is true, right? They spend that money the same way you would spend it with a lobbyist. You're worried about regulation, public perception, control of the media. That's why they're doing it. So you give me RFK able to make that go away, and I will take Trump for 4 years against fucking anybody. And I'll tell you that RFK has a better chance of getting all this stuff done as HHS secretary than if he had been president. He would have been too spread out, pulled two different ways. A guy like him needs focus. You need to be like, this is your lane, Bobby. Hammer it, and he will. He has that discipline. He's, again, I would never want him president, but he's one of the finest human beings in politics in America today. He's definitely the best thing out of the Kennedy family that's alive, 100%. Okay, moving on. I thought it was a good thing overall when Trump said, I'm going to bring Elon Musk in as an efficiency expert to tell me, I'll get to you, Z-Logic. We'll cover that. He wants to know why I won't vote with all these things. Because I don't, okay? Because now you can trust my analysis. And again, we'll hit that before I finish up. But I thought it was good overall. Elon Musk looking at efficiency saying, cut this, cut this, cut this, cut this, cut this. And there is a lot of shit the president can cut out of the federal government without Congress. So I thought that was pretty good. But I was also like, you know, I am not the dude that's like, whoa, Elon, I love Elon, right? And it's been amazing to me. So many Elon bros, right, that are autistic libertarians, now they don't like Elon anymore. Like, Elon says stupid shit about carbon taxes that they're totally opposed to. They're like, I can forgive that. Elon gets involved with Trump, and they're like, oh, I don't like Elon no more. I'm talking to you, John Bush. Sorry, buddy. Really, what the fuck? And I love John. Don't take that the wrong way, guys. But John Bush, like, he's, like, thrown Elon out. I'll be surprised if he doesn't sell his Tesla and his power walls. He's so disgusted with Elon, it seems like. Maybe I'm wrong about that. If I am, John, let me know, and I'll correct it on air. But I thought Musk would be, a net positive, not really a big motivational thing, but yeah, good. Well, then something else happened. Musk and Ron Paul start talking on X. Russ Musk and Paul start talking about this on X, and Ron's like, well, you know, if I was going to be involved with this all, it would need to be in an official capacity. I don't want to be an advisor or something. And Musk's like, oh, no, we'll totally talk about that. Musk might be on the Liberty Report today. We'll have to wait and see if it happens. But that's a potential thing. The invitation has been made. But it looks like if Trump gets elected, Ron Paul's part of his administration along with Elon Musk. Okay, that's enough reason to pick orange over cackle. Ron freaking Paul with a veto pen for expenditures? Going, yeah, cut this, cut that, cut this, cut that. Ron Paul in a cabinet position? Ron Paul directly reporting to a member of the United States cabinet? Not on some, because that's what Ron said. Ron said, I don't want any of this, you know, presidential board of advisors where your name is just there to fluff shit up. Like, either it's official and I actually do something or I'm out. And Elon's like, come on, let's go. And Ron's response was, let's get cutting. All right, libertarians, he's your holy saint of the highest saints. They, you know, he's like, who's the saint that had all the animals, Bartholomew or whatever, or Benedict or whatever? I don't know. The saint that, like, had the birds on him and shit. You always see him in, like, Mexican restaurants with a bird in his hand. Like, he's that plus, like, he's everything except Jesus, right? Like, that's who he is to libertarians. This is, you're still attacking Orange out of spite? When you've got Musk and Ron Paul, you got to be kidding me. So Ron Paul would be why, if you put a gun to my head and said you have to vote, next, borders closed. I know a lot of libertarians don't like this idea, and so I'll forgive the libertarians that are tweaking out, and I'll take this one off. But for everybody else, like for people that, like, I don't know, live in the land of reality, you cannot leave the borders to a welfare state open without destroying that country. Period. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how you feel. The way you feel means nothing to me. I live in the world of logic, fact, and reason. Your feelings don't mean a fucking thing to me in regard to something like this. Your feelings about how you feel when you hand me a gift and I say thank you, that matters to me. Your feelings if I shake your hand and do you feel I'm genuine, that matters to me. Your feelings about the border of a country mean nothing to me because feelings have no place in this debate. There's a problem, and that is that a lot of people are still living under this rock of illusion that when we say illegal immigrants, that we're talking about Mexicans coming here to cut your grass and change your tires. We are not. We are bringing people into our country from all over the fucking world, and Trump's right. In some instances, not all, but in some instances, we are bringing the bottom tiers of society from bottom tier societies into our country right now. Yes, he's right. They're eating the pets, right? That is happening in Ohio. They're eating the pets. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. This has happened. I don't think it's anywhere as big as some people have made it out to be, but it shouldn't happen at all. When people say, well, there's not that many rapes and murders by the way, there should be none because you shouldn't be here. Go try to go to another country illegally. Now, you want to open borders? I'm all for it. There's like 100 other things you have to do first. You have to completely dismantle the welfare state. Until that's done, no, you cannot have a wide open border. You can't. And I don't care if you have what you would call an open border. Actual violent criminals and shit still shouldn't be able to get in. So, again, I said that there's very few places that the president has king-like powers. The border's one of them. And it's why it was right that Republicans and Democrats, by the way, rejected the bipartisan bill for the border. Do you want to know how you know Democrats rejected it? Because it passed the House. It died in the Senate. Who, ladies and gentlemen, who, pray tell, controls the Senate right now? The Democrats. It's 50-50, and Cackles breaks the vote. So for anything to fail in the Senate, that means some Democrats voted against it. So it was not as bipartisan as they made it out to believe. Trump is not a senator. He might have made some phone calls. It may have actually killed the bill. It should. And I'll tell you why. First, it did nothing to slow down immigration at all. Nothing. It gave Biden the power to close the border if crossings got over 5,000 a day. Biden can close the fucking border now, this minute, it takes this long. As long as it takes to sign your name one time. That's how much it takes. It's a phone call. Close the fucking border. Done. So they don't have any intention of closing the border. He said, I need the power to close. No, you don't. Now, he might not know that, but the people telling him what to do know that. Okay? The people pulling the puppet strings on Bernie, right? Because Biden's the real Bernie, right? Bernie Sanders is Bernie Sanders, but Biden is fucking weakened at Bernie's right now, right? So they could close the border. Oh, we had all these new judges. What, so you can process more people into the country faster? No. I want the fucking border sealed. Now, I want anybody that wants to come in that can show who they are, that's here for any legitimate purpose, including visiting, let in. I'm not for a border that's like fucking Nazi Germany or some shit. I'm not for like the Berlin Wall going up on the Mexican border. But I do want the border closed. I damn sure do not want migrants, if you want to see, migrants migrate. That means they come and they go back. These are not migrants. They change the language. 1984 all over again, right? I want the border closed. I don't want a migrant picking up a phone, using an app, and scheduling a flight into the center of the country, which is what's going on right now. That's actually why the numbers at the border itself look better, because they're literally flying motherfuckers in, and then they're sending them in overwhelming small towns. That's what's going on in Ohio. You know, whether they're eating the pets or not, and they are, but whether they are or not, the reason that's a point of contention, they've literally put more migrants in the town than people that live in the town. They've overwhelmed it, and it's happened everywhere. If you can overwhelm New York City, what do you think you can do in a small town in Ohio? So we could have the border closed like that if Biden wanted it closed. Biden undid something like 29 Trump executive orders on the border on day one. He literally opened the border and said, oh, I don't know. So I want the border closed. Trump will close the border. And Trump will close the border. January 20th, the signature will happen. It will close. And I bet you that app will be off all the app stores and made not to work if, like, Google and Apple refuse to remove those apps. It won't work anyway because they control the programming on the other side in D.C. Next, it will be a severe blow to DEI, transing kids, women and men and women's sports, all of this shit. It will be a huge blow, and that needs to happen. It won't fix it. Don't think for a minute like this will just be fixed all over the place. But if you get a Republican majority in the House and Senate, you may get like strengthening provisions for Title IX, which is supposed to protect women's sports right now and doesn't. There is no place for a man competing against a woman in sanctioned sports, period. Unless it's an open, like if it's anybody, like any and all, come one, come all, there is no women's division, that's fine. So, but when it's like, you know, a dude like that lets his hair grow long and tucks his schlong back, and then he's a swimmer, and he was like 330th nationally, and he becomes national champion and destroys the work that women have. There's no place for that. There is no place for a school teacher teaching like first, second, third grade, some cases kindergarten, talking about sex in any way at all to the children they're teaching. I don't even care if it's gay or trans. I'm telling you right now, when my kid was little, let's say about fifth grade, if he'd come home to me and told me one of his teachers, and it was like outside of like, you know, like structured sex education or something like that, that I agreed to, and said, my teacher was talking to me about how they have sex with their partner. Somebody's getting their fucking ass beat. Okay. Just to be blunt, somebody's getting ass beating in that situation. And it ain't me. And it is them. They're trans. You're getting an ass beating. You're straight, get an ass beating. Gay, you get an ass beating. Polygamous, you get an ass beating. Polyamorous, you get an ass beating. You don't go talking to little kids about sex at school. This needs to stop. And one side is going to make it happen more, and one is going to make it happen less. See, this is the first time in my adult life that I can actually look at an election and say there's a difference between the two candidates. There's always been the illusion of a difference. You really think the world would have been a much different place if Al Gore was president instead of George W. Bush? Or Mitt Romney instead of Obama? Or John McCain instead of Obama? Or, you know, Bob Dole versus Bill Clinton? little tiny differences. In the macro, there's no difference. That's why, even though the media always hates the Republican, you've never seen anything like this. You've never seen all the claws come out and go after one guy so hard. Because whether you like him or not, he is not part of them. He's not part of them. He's not a psyop. They sure built a lot of psyops around him. But dude is what he is. He's genuine. He's legitimate. Genuine and legitimate does not equal good. Okay? It's just genuine and legitimate. Next. There is a high probability. I can't guarantee this, but there's a very high probability of more tax cuts with Trump. There is no potential to have your taxes cut under Cackles. None. No way, no how, no chance. Will Trump actually be able to do no tax on tips? Maybe. Will he be able to do no tax on overtime? Maybe. Will he likely get some significant tax breaks through? Yes. But he's going to cut corporate taxes. Good. I'd like corporate taxes to be 10% with no loopholes. No loopholes. Now, profit and loss are not loopholes. You can only tax an entity on the money they've made, right? That's the only legitimate thing you can do. And you shouldn't be taxing their balance sheet on the value of their goodwill, which is what a wealth tax is, okay? But if we cut corporate taxes, then you get more business in America. You get more corporations in America. You get more hiring in America. You get more jobs in America. And we already saw this from Orange Man 1.0. You know, a big part of the boom in the economy under Trump was his tariffs on China. We'll get to tariffs in a second here. But his tariffs on China. Do you know what China did? And I know this firsthand because I have a friend who built one of the factories. They said, oh, shit, he's going to tariff us on these things that we make. They literally built factories in America and hired American workers to get around the tariffs. I'll take that. That's a pro-America policy. See, I want, if there's going to be anything coming out, I want it America first. Yes, I said those horrible Nazi words, America first. I actually think every leader of every country should be fill in the blank with that country's name first. Whoever's running Britain should be Britain first. Australia should be Australia first. Japan should be Japan first. Russia should be Russia first. China should be China first. Brazil should be Brazil first. Venezuela should be. You see how it works. Like, the people that you send to your government positions are supposed to work for you and serve you. They don't. But if you're making a choice, who's going to do more and less of it is part of that. So I think you get a high probability of significant tax cuts. Now, let's talk about the autistic shrieking libertarian's view on tariffs. Now, let's save that for the libertarian autism segment. We'll get there. The last reason I have that, you know, if you're going to vote, you're probably better off voting orange is I believe that the media and the establishment need to lose. They need to lose. There's no doubt here. All the Hollywood celebrities, all the big name musicians, all the mainstream media cunts. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to be viscerally obnoxious today with my language because this calls for it. This is a shit show these assholes have created. All of the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, all of it, they've all lied. And they've lied to you blatantly and openly. They have literally accused the right of doing everything that they're actually doing. The shit about Project 25, lie. The shit about abortion, lie. The shit about the Fine People Nazi hoax, lie. The shit about bloodbath, that was a lie. Like, all they've done is lie and lie and lie to your face and smile. And then they have completely motherfucked men. They have treated straight males like we are dog shit. We are useless. You can go out and ask the average woman right now under 30, do you need a man? No. Okay, then go unclog your own shitter. Go roughneck out in the field and get some fucking oil for your car, right? I have a hybrid. You still use gas. I have an electric car. Where do you think your electricity comes from? A fucking jelly bean field, right? They have completely shit on every man in America, and not just straight. I say straight, but it's not even really straight. Every normal man, because there's plenty of normal gay dudes, okay? They have shit on all of us. And then they have the audacity to talk to us like we are pieces of shit when we say, fuck you. No, I'm not going to let you shit on me for the last 10 years, and then turn around and support you. And then you get called what? A misogynist? A racist? You know what they're saying right now? Black men who are breaking for Trump are white supremacists. These people need to lose. These people that told you that it's okay to cut the genitals off your child need to lose. These people must lose. They must lose. Now, I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to answer the question that I got earlier, which was from Z Logic. So, Jack, why won't you vote with all these potential benefits? Number one, I guess you missed the beginning. I can't. I cannot vote. I am not registered to vote. Voting is tomorrow. Texas won't let me register to vote in one day. So even logistically out of the gate, I couldn't do it if I wanted to. And I think I had to be registered like 60 days ago. And a lot of this shit didn't become clear until the last week or two. Okay? Number two, I don't vote because I live in Texas. There is not one election that I will influence one way or the other. And this is not my fight. I will also tell you that for the first time in my life, I have an election that I'm like, you know, if I had a voter registration card, I might actually do it this time because there actually is a difference here. But even thinking about that, I kind of feel like, if you know who Randall Carlson is, his viewpoint for what he does of the Masons is a lot how I feel about this. So, if you have some prejudice against the Masons, let it go. Put it in your pocket. You can take it back out in 2 minutes, okay? This will make sense if you'll allow it to some of you special children. So Randall is a geologist. He's big on the catastrophic impact theories, ancient civilizations. He works a lot with a guy named Graham Hancock. But a thing that I think a lot of people, if you don't follow Randall, don't know is he's also very big into math and what's known as sacred mathematics, which is a huge component in the Masonic world. Okay? And a lot of what he knows are secrets of the Masons, okay? And they're not actually secrets, but if you become a Mason, these things will be revealed to you, or you may actually have to go to these Masonic temples and do the research with the stuff that's there to find these secrets, yeah? And when he's been, yes, sacred geometry, absolutely, okay. Someone's familiar with this. Well, one of the times Randall was on Joe Rogan, Joe said to him, you seem to have a lot of appreciation for the Masons. He said, yes, I do. And he said, well, then are you a Mason? Can you take that? If I was a Mason, I could tell you I'm a Mason. So I'm not a Mason. And Joe's like, well, why not join? I was like, is there something wrong there? Or he said, look, there's nothing wrong with being a Mason. But if I was a Mason, I couldn't talk about this. I would have to pledge an oath to not reveal this. But if I discover it on my own, if I discover it from what's available to everybody, then I'm not bound by any oath. Now, it's not that quite that clear for me with the vote thing. But I will tell you this. You want me to get a football game prediction wrong? Let me want one of those teams to win. You want me to really get it wrong? Let me bet on them. You really want me to get it wrong? Let it be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because I'm always going to pick my guys, right? Only by saying, I am out of this. This is not my fight. Only then can I give you the kind of analysis I'm giving you today. Because I know some of you that might be new to me might be sitting here going, no, this guy's just a Republican in disguise. He's a misogynist. He's a racist. Listen to him talk. He wants to put me in a prison camp. He wants to make me have babies against my will and put me in a red dress or some shit, red monk uniform, whatever the fuck those bitches wear on Handmaid's Tale, right? Like, I don't give a shit about any of you. I don't. Not those people, anyway. If this was a typical election, if this was Romney Obama, you'd get a totally different analysis. You wouldn't even get a show this long. You'd get, I don't really give a shit. It's not going to make a difference. Fuck it. I'm giving you this analysis against my own instincts. This is not me in general. I don't pick sides in elections because I live under the philosophy of these new regulations are going to fundamentally alter the way that I get around them. I have become a master of carving out my own little world where I operate my own little bubble. I don't really care what they do, but I'll tell you when I have to care what they do. When we start having cities hit with nuclear bombs, I have to care. When you start ripping children that are considered men out of their homes, putting them in uniforms, and sending them to fight foreign wars. There's a point where even a person like me goes, this is not okay. And you're choosing between, if you're voting, you're choosing between those two things right now. Okay? But I don't vote because I don't. I don't vote because I don't. And even if you could, so don't try to convince me, Jack, you're making a really good case for Orange Band. You should go vote tomorrow. I can't do it. And I love that I can't do it. I love that I can't do it. And by the way, if I vote and I take 10 people with me to vote and they all bring 10 people to vote, it will move the needle in Texas not 1/1,000th of 1/100th of 1/1,000,000th of a percent. It won't change a single election. Don't worry about it. The Amish are voting. I think she means voting, or he means voting. Is it Christopher? Yeah, Christopher. Christopher's the Amish are voting. Yeah, the Amish are voting. And I'll tell you who they're voting for. The Amish are voting orange. They are not voting for Cackles. There's no way. Because obviously they're all white supremacists, right? The Amish are the face. Wouldn't it be interesting if they figured out how many Amish vote in Pennsylvania and the margin of victory for Trump is inside that number, and they come out and tell you with a straight face, the Amish are the new face of white supremacy. Look, they're all white. Don't think that can't happen, man. Don't think that can't happen, because it damn sure can. All right. But I do believe that the establishment needs to lose here. That it's an important thing that CNN, MSNBC, liberal bureaucrats, trans activists, all celebrities, all of them need a complete rejection to their face. And I'm going to tell you, if he wins barely, it's not enough. It's not enough. They'll just think that you're stupid. They'll say that our side cheated, which really means that they didn't cheat hard enough, right? Like, if it is a close election, they're not going to learn anything. They have to get pantsed. Maybe not Reagan Mondale pantsed, but like Reagan Carter pantsed. They have to be obliterated to realize people don't give a fuck what we have to say anymore. All right. So now I'm going to, you know, I called this show Election Predictions, Autistic Libertarians, and More. So now I'm going to kick some of my fellow libertarians in the face. I gave you 9 reasons that Trump would be a better candidate if you were forced to vote or chose to vote. Yeah. 8 of those are wins for libertarians, little L and big L alike. The only one out of all of those that an honest libertarian could tell you that they object to is the border issue. It's the only one. It's the only one. Because there are a lot of libertarians that legitimately believe that the border should just be open, come and go as you please. There should be no borders. And in a stateless society, I agree. Wake up. We don't have one. But I'll let that go. But the other 8 of those 9, you tell me that libertarians are not, you know, universally against wars, pro freedom with money, i.e. Bitcoin, like RFK. You know, I was at a conference this spring, and the host was asking people about the election, and I was blown away at how much support there was for RFK. There was almost no support for Trump, no support for Biden. It was almost 100% support for RFK. So that's a win for you. That's a win for you. Ron Paul, I guarantee if I told the average libertarian, there will be a ticket in November that will have Ron Paul with a potential cabinet position on it, they would have said, I'll vote for that. Until it was here, until it was real, until you won, okay? And then Musk and Paul together involved in the administration of an unnamed candidate, they would be all in. They would be all in. Again, the border, I'll let that one go. Just kicking the shit out of DEI, transing kids in schools and stuff, except for the brain dead Democrats that think they're libertarians. Libertarians don't want any of that shit. They don't even want public education, let alone teachers being paid by the state to trans kids, right? Or men in women's sports. Like, this is a total over one side issue for libertarians. Tax cuts. I've never met a libertarian that's like, you know what we need is some more taxes. Okay? Even the leftist libertarians don't say that stupid shit. And then the media and establishment losing. Again, this is a full in, all in for libertarianism. RFK alone, though. RFK and Ron Paul, if you are a libertarian and you're now like, I have to attack Trump, I don't believe you're a libertarian. I don't believe you ever were. I think you're a contrarian. You just wanted to be third party for the purpose of being against everything. You never meant any, especially if you are an LP member, large L, LP, not little L libertarian. You don't mean anything you ever said. This shit is out. This is like literally, if you go back and read the libertarian platform from like the year 2000, this is it. This is the libertarian platform. This is the LP's platform from 20 years ago. And now you don't want it. And this is why I think that's the case. I don't think libertarians can accept winning. I'm not saying all, right? I'm talking about the majority here. It's either that they're so absolutely used to losing, they're uncomfortable with winning, or they really are shrieking autistics, and they cannot handle having an option that's legitimate for them. I feel like they can't possibly win and be happy. You know, most people, if you say, what do you want? I want this, 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 and this. Well, here, and this. I want these five things. Here's four of the five. Well, I didn't think I would get one, so okay, I'll take these four. The libertarian says, if I don't get the fifth, I'm out. And you go, well, here, you can have the fifth. And they go, but I want this one too. I want six. Okay, you can have it. I want seven. Okay. I want eight. Okay. I want nine. You can't have nine. You only get eight. No. This is not common sense. This is not logical. This is not rational. And they all descend to the same location. I care about morality and integrity. So you're going to hold your breath and support a side that's going to be more likely to kill millions of people. You've done a great job. You've done a great job. You have so much integrity. I'm so proud of you. Now, I have no problem with the person who says, I'm not going to participate. How can I? I don't either. I'm talking about the people that are involved in election politics. I'm talking about the people that are advocating for policy on a daily basis. I'm talking about the people that have been trying to get a libertarian elected into significant office since 1972 and have failed to ever do it once. I'm talking about those people. They're full of shit. I've never had a lower opinion of libertarians in my life than I do right now. And it's less about this election and more about the way I've seen them behave for the last, like, 10 years. The fact that they have Chase Oliver as a candidate is a joke. It's a joke. I had to look who up this clown was. And I'm like, this can't be real. By the way, the libertarian candidate for president was just on a podcast and advocated for the Harris policy of funding transitions for transsexuals while they're in prison. See, I don't believe these are really, I think all the real libertarians turned into anarchists. That's what I think. I think all the real libertarians came for Ron Paul, fought, because when you, let's talk about when you first find out what libertarianism is. For me, this was the 1990s. I always liked the messaging of the GOP over the DNC. Smaller government, lower taxes, more freedom. But they never delivered. And I was always like, I grew up, I was taught by the system and by family, it's important to vote. I believed it. Served in the military, all that shit, good American, hand over the heart every time the anthem was playing, stood up rock solid, rigid, really knew how to stand up rock solid, rigid, position of attention after I got out of the military, right? Like, I was all in on it. But I was always like, but these fuckers never do what they say they're going to do. And I just like, but you got A and B. Somebody showed me C. I learned what libertarians were. I read the Libertarian Party platform. That's why I know what it is, right? And I was like, oh, tell me how many of you, just say me in the live chat if this is you, when you first found out about the Libertarian Party. I'm like, oh, my God, that's what I am. I'm a libertarian. Oh. And then the next thing you do is you get Messiah syndrome. You're like, the reason nobody, they all have to be like me. They all have to be like me. They just don't know. If somebody would tell them, there's actually a party that's small government, anti-war, okay with big businesses, but not helping big businesses dominate little ones. Like, this makes sense. And you go tell people, and this is what most people do. Whatever. They're not even politically active people, even people that hate their own party. just reject that out of hand. Because you think people want freedom in this country. They don't want freedom. The average person does not want freedom. They want security over freedom, and in a big way. South Dakota a few years ago, the people of South Dakota had an opportunity. On the ballot, and this is not who you elect and they'll promise to do it. This was a ballot initiative to eliminate property tax in the state of South Dakota. Your property tax bill will go to zero. And if you're renting, your rent will go down because your landlord's not paying property tax anymore and they'll have to compete with each other. It failed. Miserably, by the way. Miserable. Don't tell me people want freedom when you say you can make one vote and you won't pay a tax ever again. It's gone. We'll eliminate it. Not reduce it. Zero. Not say, oh, the rich will pay their share. We're going to raise it for the rich and only a little bit for the poor. Right? Not, well, we'll leave the poor where they are, but we'll raise it for the rich. It's just fucking nobody pays. It's gone. Voted again, rejected it. We have rejected liberty every time it's been offered to us. Ron Paul was a vote for liberty that wasn't made. And I know a lot of you guys feel like they did Ron Paul wrong and all. And they did. But they didn't do him wrong enough to cost him the election. Ron Paul was never going to win the Republican nomination. It was never going to happen. If everybody did everything fair and square the whole way through, if the media gave him equal time to all the other candidates, if they didn't leave him out of polls, if they didn't hide his poll results, if they didn't do any of the shit they pulled, he still wasn't even close to getting enough votes to secure the nomination. Not because they were evil, which they are, but because people in this country don't want freedom. What they argue about mostly is what kind of tyranny they prefer. What kind of tyranny prefer? That's why, if you notice, all the things that I talked about here are basically reduction in the power of government. Trump doesn't necessarily want to reduce the power of government. Trump wants to be president again. And if reducing power of government is what it takes, oh, I missed something. I missed a very important one. Freeing Ross Ulbricht. Trump has fully committed. Now, I've been told that Trump said he would do it in 2016 and then he didn't. But I can't find anywhere like a video of Trump saying he'll do it, let alone multiple times saying he'll do it. And I do believe that deep state operatives just sunk the first Trump presidency. I don't think you can come out this blatantly saying you're going to do something and not do it. And so it's something he can promise and something he can deliver. And Trump likes to win. Whether he's right or wrong, he likes to feel like he won. So he'll do that too. So a libertarian, it's like, but he might not. And let me go back through all of those, right? The de-escalation of wars, freeing Ross Ulbricht, leaving Bitcoin alone, RFK as HHS, all of it, right? He might not do all that. I agree. Let's say the odds of those happening are, they're all 50%. I think some are much higher than 50%. Some might be a little lower. But just say 50% overall. So of those nine things, you get five of them. Do you know how many you're going to get with Harris? Fucking zero. None. Not one of them. Not one of them. This is why I think libertarians have gone. You know, remember Tropic Thunder? Remember Tropic Thunder? Remember Robert Downey Jr.'s character talking to Ben Stiller's character? What did he tell him? You went full retard. Never go full retard. For those not familiar with the movie, it's a bunch of actors doing a Vietnam movie. Robert Downey Jr. looks like he looks more like Carl Weathers than Robert Downey Jr. Really amazing makeup job, honestly, to make him look like a black dude. And they're talking, they get lost in the jungle and shit. And they're all dressed up like Vietnam soldiers. But they're talking about movies that they had done. And that's what Robert Downey Jr. says. He's like, remember Rain Man? You know, he's like autistic, whatever. But no, you never go full retard. And Stiller's like, I went full retard, right? So I feel like that's what libertarians have done this cycle. They've gone from autistic to full retard. I know these words offend people. I'm Gen X. I don't care. You tune in, you know what you're getting. I'm sorry, right? And these words can be used apart from their traditional use to describe stupid, silly behavior. And that's what we're doing here, right? I have never referred to a person with a mental condition ever that, you know, that classically would have been called before they changed the words for it, retarded as retarded. And most of you that are Gen X, you know it too. Like, we all had friends that had, like, a brother or a cousin or something that was autistic or mentally retarded or something like that. We never called those people retards. We called the guy that was dumb enough to climb up the slide and slide down it when it was 100,000 degrees in the sun baking on it and burn his ass, we called him retarded. So that's how I'm using the words. And if you can't handle that, you might as well bail right now. Because it's going to get rocky from here. We're not done yet. And it's going to get rockier as we go. And I just want to end with this before I move on is my final, and not even message for, question for you libertarians that are so anti-Trump that are voters. Okay. Again, if you don't vote, I don't care. It doesn't matter what you say because you're just like me, your commentary, right? Like, look, you can't say all this if you don't vote. Fuck you. I can say whatever I want, but like, I don't play football, but I have opinions about it. And when two teams are playing that I don't really care about at all, but the officials blow a call and one team loses because the officials fucked up, I have an opinion on it. And when one calls a stupid play, I have an opinion. Like, that was stupid, right? I'm allowed to have opinions about things I don't directly participate in, okay? All right. So, but who is aligning with Harris? Who's telling you to vote for Harris? Just, and I don't mean your retarded friend, okay? Lifelong bureaucrats, government employees who make their living sucking on the tit of government are telling you to vote for Kamala Harris. Big pharma executives are telling you to vote for Kamala Harris. Woke celebrities are telling you to vote for Kamala Harris. And I can only really think of one, maybe two billionaires that are saying vote for Trump. Most of the billionaires are telling you to vote for Kamala Harris, especially the billionaires who didn't make their own money. The billionaires who, like, are trust fund billionaires and shit. All of them want you to vote for Kamala Harris. Here's what I'm going to ask you. If you're a voter, any party, libertarian, autism, Republican or Democrat, do you think you're on the side of right when you're siding with freaking billionaires that are exerting power over people with their money? BlackRock et al. Pfizer and Merck, right? The giant drug companies that have paid billions in fines, by the way, for poisoning people and said, yeah, we did it. Here's our money. And they just went on with their life, right? You're saying the people that run the anchor desk at CNN and MSNBC and privileged, protected actors who, by the way, if they don't say it, get blackballed and thrown out of Hollywood. Is that the group that if you're going to find an association, you want to be associated with? And do you, if you are an autistic libertarian, can you make that case to me? Did it make sense for you to side with Oprah? Did it make sense for you to side with BlackRock and Oprah at the same time? The people that hung out at Diddy parties. Taylor Swift, who, by the way, most famous and successful musician active today. Without the hype and the propaganda around her, she is a bad talent show at a fucking high school. She has no rhythm. She can't dance and she can't sing. She's kind of good looking, except that she's not, because now that she's in her 30s, you kind of shouldn't be shaped like a stick. It's one thing if you're shaped like a stick when you're 17 years old. You're still a stick. There's nothing about her that is actually appealing. This is the power of propaganda. No, seriously, go watch the woman dance when she's performing with the music turned down. And tell me that there's any talent in this at all. It's ridiculous. These are the people you're siding with. Like, I don't care if I love someone's music. If I was a voter, there's no way. Like, whoever might, like, if it was Aaron Lewis, who's a Trump supporter, right? If Aaron Lewis came out and said, you know what? I looked at it. You should vote for Kamala Harris. I'm like, fuck you. I don't even listen to your music. I don't care. People get so tweaked. Doc Bones was on Twitter today saying something, or X, saying something about Will Ferrell and boycott everything Will Ferrell and shit because of some fascist that he said or something. I'm going to watch Elf. I don't care that Will Ferrell has a stupid opinion about the election. He pretends for a living. His opinion's not important. His talent as a comedian and actor for watching a movie are. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Right? It's not important to me. And it's easy when you're not involved to feel that way. But I'm not going to side with that gaggle. That is not the group that I want to align with if I'm going to align with anybody, even if I was a garden variety voter. That right there should tell you, if you think you're against the establishment, but all the members of the establishment on your side, you've kind of lost the plot. So I want to talk now about some potential fallout. So let's say Trump wins. Now, tomorrow's episode, I'm going to share some polls I've been running with you and screenshots. And of all the potential outcomes, the number one potential outcome that people picked in the poll, it was, here's where your choices. Trump wins peaceful transition. Trump wins the left riots. Kamala wins peaceful transition. Kamala wins and the right riots. 69%. Trump wins and the left riots. I completely agree. If Trump wins, there will be riots. I also think if Kamala wins, there'll still be some kind of rioting. I don't necessarily to be the right, though. I believe that there are people that are ready to riot. There are pallets of bricks waiting to be delivered for civil disorder. I think if Kamala wins and the right's contesting it, they may riot and say the contesting is why they're rioting. There are people that like to riot. They're professional rioters. There was a group, I can't remember who they are, and I didn't save it, damn it, but I checked into it when I read it, and it was legit. You can buy data, cell phone data, and you can actually see that, let's say you assign a person a number, ABC123, that ABC123's phone was in this place, this place, this place, and this place. Now, if you're buying that data, you don't know ABC123's name. You just know that that person was there. And they did an analysis of Kamala Harris rallies. Okay? And there was something like, of 10,000 analyzed numbers, 8,000 of them had been more than four of them all over the country. These people are being bussed around. They're being paid to show up. But this is where it got interesting. Those same people, by and large, were at multiple BLM rallies and prior rallies and riots going further back. The same people being recycled over and over and over and over again. That should tell you something about what's going on. These riots are organized. They're controlled. They're, you know, people always bring in George Soros. Worst offender, one of many. This shit is being organized and pre-planned. And there will be riots. The question is how bad, where, and what does it look like? But I would stay the fuck away from major cities tomorrow. The fuck away. If you are going to vote and you haven't voted yet, first thing in the morning, you should be like kicking the poll worker in the leg. Open the door. Get the fuck out of there. Stay the fuck away. Especially like, I would say in Texas, Dallas, Austin, Houston, but like way worse places, Atlanta, Seattle, New York City, right? LA, San Francisco, watch. And this is amazing too. This is another reason to just have contempt for the left. When the left riots, where do they riot? When the left riots, they always riot in leftist cities. Because see, they're not really left. They're not really left. It's statism. They call themselves anarchists, Antifa, whatever. Bullshit. They're all propped up by people who are moving us in a single direction toward Marxism. That's what it is. That's what it is. And if you can't accept that, it's not because it's not true. It's not because you're not smart enough to understand it. It's because you're not ready to accept it yet. You're not ready to accept what's really going on yet. All right. They will also, if Trump wins, they will try to impeach him before he takes office. They absolutely will have articles of impeachment drawn up. They already do. I guarantee you, there are people in the House of Representatives that couldn't lose if they tried. If they came out today and said, I am pro throwing babies off the Empire State Building, they're still going to win. There are districts that are so hardcore. Well, he's going to throw babies off the Empire State Building, but the other guy's a Republican. The other guy's a Republican. I can't have that. John says 336 watching. That's just on YouTube and Facebook, John. I don't know what's on Rumble right now. They don't show up here. Anyway, or that's just on YouTube, actually, 336. It's a pretty good turnout. For people that supposedly don't want to hear about elections, they all show up when you talk about elections. Anyway, they're going to try to impeach him right away. Like, there's articles drawn up. This is the other thing that's going to happen. Mark my words, this happens if Orange Man wins, okay? They will take the already successful impeachment that occurred in 2020 in the House and demand that it be tried in the Senate, because it never was, because the Senate's like, he's out of office in a week. We're not doing that. You're not going to play your stupid game. Why do you think they did it? Why do you think they impeached him when he had a week left in office and they knew it wouldn't go anywhere? Because they knew they could get the impeachment done in the House, which you have to understand what impeachments are. Most people in this country need to read a bunch of fucking civics books. Just saying. You don't know anything about your own system of government you claim to know about. But number one, an impeachment in the House is not a conviction of anything. It's not a conviction of anything. It's an indictment. Basically, it's like a grand jury. If you even know, like, so many people don't even know what that means, right? When you're in front of a grand jury, the prosecutor makes the case. They have enough evidence to warrant a trial, and you don't even really get to do that much to defend yourself. This is why they say if a federal prosecutor wants to indict a ham sandwich, you're going to see a ham sandwich get indicted. So it takes one vote majority in the House to indict under an impeachment. The Senate then conducts a trial. The more conservative, smaller branch conducts a trial. And then it takes 66 senators to say out. I don't think most Democrat senators would vote for that if he wins an election this time. There's no way. There's no way. It doesn't make any sense that they would pull that shit. Right? Like, none. But they're going to do it. Somebody said 4 years of impeachments. Definitely. The real plan will be this: weaken his presidency as much as possible in the first 2 years. Use propaganda to take the House back in the midterms. Probably the Senate too. And then try to actually impeach him and weaken him in his handoff to Vance in the 2028 election. That's the plan. I guarantee you that's the plan, because it's always the way that they handle these things. Right, it's not a big thing for me to do that. But they're going to resurrect that very impeachment. I'm surprised you haven't heard about it yet. I'm telling you, if you're talking to certain people, it's being discussed inside baseball. That's already being discussed. But it won't go anywhere. The right will fight the election if they're declared the losers. The right is not going down without a fight here. The only way that the right might basically let it go is if she wins really big, which I don't think can happen, even with cheating. But if she, you know, takes 360 electoral votes, if flipping two states wouldn't change it, then it'll probably be a whimper rather than a roar of objection. But if it is a freaking close election, if it's a dogfight, if it looks like 2020, the right might fucking riot. They really might. Like, the right is less prone to violence, but they're better at it when they want to do it. I think that we're in a really dangerous position right now. Now, again, I think Trump's going to win. But I'm also cognizant of, you know, not letting my own bullshit convince me of things. That's why I gave you reasons I could be wrong. So one of the problems we have because of social media is, who do you follow on social media? Do you follow people you hate, or do you follow people you generally agree with? And I know you might follow a politician or two you hate so you can mock them or whatever. I do that too. It's kind of fun. It's a nice release. What's the word I'm looking for? It's cathartic. It's cathartic to tell an elected official, go fuck yourself, and know they can't do anything about it. Even though it's like a Gen Z moron in their social media department that made the post, it still feels, because somebody's probably going to see it. At least one person inside that organization is going to see it and know you said, go fuck yourself. And you know that they know they can't do anything about it, no matter how mad they are. Right. So I understand it. But in general, we follow friends. That's why they're called friends on Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook, right? We follow friends. And we follow people we generally agree with. And we follow people we generally get along with. And what this does is both sides become convinced there's no way the other side can win. All the people I know are voting for my guy or my girl. And that puts us in a position where, given the irregularities around elections, it's very hard for people to accept that they lost, no matter which side they're on.
And so I think we have a real propensity for violence and riots, but more so if the left loses. And there's another reason for that. Remember I said the Jedi mind trick? It only works on the weak-minded. The fucking left has gotten weak-minded as fuck. Again, the whole Handmaid's Tale thing, like literally anything happens and rich, privileged, liberal white women are in a freaking Handmaid's Tale uniform. Instantly. Like, it's like they don't know any, they know that in 50 Shades of Grey. That's it. They don't read any other books. Right? Man, I'm going to tell you, if you are a betting person, instead of Polymarket, who, whatever the parent corporation is that produces Franzia wine, fucking go long on that stock. Because the Karen Cope, if he wins, is going to be huge. Okay? And probably cat litter would be another good, like, whoever's the best cat litter maker, the largest distributor of cat litter, like, if they're a public company, buy their stock. Because the wine and the cats will flow in this role. But what I'm getting at here is they have been so convinced. Right. You got Whoopi Goldberg out saying like the most like shit. If you would have bet me that somebody would say this on mainstream media, I would have took your bet and I would have lost. She's literally said this like in like almost hyperventilating. If you're married and your spouse is a brown person, then Trump is going to deport your spouse and replace them with a white person. What in the fuck? But these people believe this shit. They believe that Trump is going to round up the media and put them in camps. So when he wins, think about, I know that most of you listening to this, no matter what you say, if I did the experiment that I did with myself, which is even if you don't vote, if somebody puts this gun to your head and you believe, hammer back, they're going to pull the trigger and blow your brains out of your head, it ain't worth dying for, and says, push a button. Push a button, orange or cackle. Right? I know what button you're going to push. Right? You're going to push orange. But if cackle wins, you'll be like, ah, fuck. And pretty much you'll go on with your life. What if you really believed? Put yourself in their shoes for a minute, okay? Let's say that the propaganda went the other direction. The media was all in for Trump. And you, I know this is hard to do as a thought experiment. We're going to talk about thought experiments tomorrow, why it's so hard for people to do them, and just give honest answers to thought experiments without injecting all their emotion and changing the question, you know. But try to do this thought experiment. What if you really believed if Kamala Harris became president, that sometime within a month or two after that, the people were really going to come to your house and put you in prison? Because you exist. Because you're the wrong color. I know it's like, your brain right now is doing this. I can't possibly, like, I know that's hard. But just try to put yourself in that position for a minute. Think of yourself as a Jew in 1939 in Germany. Right? If you believe that's what was happening. If you believed all the crazy shit they say about Trump, it's going to be a bloodbath. When he wins, his supporters are going to come and kill everybody. They're going to come down out of the mountains with their guns, right? But a congresswoman say this. They're up in the hills waiting to come down, right? Right? You believe that. You believe what they told these people about Trump. He will never leave office, and the Supreme Court said he doesn't have to. What? But you believed it. What would you be willing to do to prevent it? Now understand, there's going to be 70 million people that vote for Cackles. 60 million of them are more like you than they're like Cackles or the media. 10 million of them are true believers in insanity. That's a lot of fucked up people. And you're about to see them. One way or another, you're about to see them. Here's the big thing, though. You might be like, you know what? Jack pulled a fast one, man. He's just pro-orange, man. This entire podcast was just to get me go vote orange. I don't give a shit who you vote for. I don't care. I really, really, really don't. And this is why. In the end, in spite of all these things that I think are better about Trump, and I would do just about anything for Lynn Albright to be able to hug her son in the sunlight again. That alone. And if you don't feel that way, something's wrong with you as a human being.
What was done to that man is a disgrace, and what was taken from him can never be given back. Right? And to avoid, like, global fucking war, I'll take anybody. If I thought Cackles was terrible on everything else, but she would de-escalate conflict and avoid World War fucking III, I would say, yeah, I'll put the gun in my hand, I'm back to Cackles. Okay? Because here's the thing. My final prediction. The economic doom will not be altered much. We're still screwed. We're $35 trillion in debt. We are now, true to my prediction, prediction I made 10 years ago. This year is when I said it would happen. Because I can do math. Doesn't matter who's president. We will be spending more money on the interest on the debt than the Department of Defense by 2024. 10 years ago, I said that. Here we are. There is no mathematical way out of this. I don't care if Elon Musk comes good and cuts $2 trillion from government. By the way, Elon, I'd love to interview Elon, especially once they win and he's getting the job. So when you say $2 trillion, you're going to take out of the government annually over 10 years, over 20? Because that's what the government does all the time, isn't it? We're spending $2 trillion on education over 20 years. Right? Or when they cut anything, they say, we're cutting $1 trillion over 10 years. And, of course, when the government says they're cutting, all that means is we plan to grow at a rate A, and now we're only going to grow at a rate B, which is A minus 10%. So we said it's a 10% cut. And if you add it up over 10 years, if we don't spend more money elsewhere, it would equal $1 trillion in cuts. That's how the government does it. What does he even mean by $2 trillion? Annually? Because we're spending about four and a half. I'm in on that, but we'll see, right? But even if you do, what are you going to do at this point? How do you grow your way out of $35 trillion worth of debt? How do you service a debt where the interest on the debt exceeds all but one line item in your budget? How do you restore confidence in the dollar when that's the dollar? How do you combat a rising BRICS alliance with probable gold-backed censorless currency by tyrannical states? You know why they'll do a like censor-resistant currency? Because they have to. Because they're not big enough to do it on their own. They have to get other people involved. I do want to hit one thing that I realize I skipped over right now. Tariffs. Is a good small L libertarian / anarchist agorist, I'm supposed to be against tariffs. I am, in principle. In my world, there'd be no taxes on anything. But, see, that's a two-way street. So let's just take one country. So that nobody gets their butt hurt or bound up emotionally, I'm going to invent a country. Ninemilistan. Ninemilistan is a country now. And they are a trading partner with the United States of America. Okay? By the way, that one is a nine mil. Nine mil of Stan and the United States and over there. And I'm president. And I'm talking to the president of Nine Mil of Stan. And he says tariffs are bad. And I say yes. And I say, but I've noticed that you have tariffs on American goods going into Nine Mil of Stan. He goes, yes, I have to. Great. Then I have to have tariffs on you. You want zero? You do zero, I do zero. The end. Trump is a negotiator. So when you hear him say shit like, I'll do 150%, 200% tariff, that's the crazy guy. If read the fucking art of the deal. That's, you don't know what I'm going to do, so you better come to the table and play ball. He's not going to do a 200% tariff on anything. But this would be my tariff plan. Nine millistan president, this is how this works. Whatever product that you place the highest tariff on of American goods into your country, I will double that, and I will tariff all your fucking shit at that rate. So if you have 0% on five things and then, you know, 5% on others, but you have one or two things that you tariff at 10%, great. I'm tariffing everything you have at 20. Your highest tariff times two on all your shit coming into our country. Now, I know you guys are like, oh, but there's a solution to that. There's a solution to that. Despite what that actor guy says, whatever he is with the math bullshit that he came up with, Terrence Howard, right? Despite what he said, what's two times zero? What's 2 times 0? Anybody caught up with the feed enough to put a number in there? What's 2 times 0? 0. 0. Absolutely 0. So you don't tariff my shit, I don't tariff your shit. You tariff my shit, I double it. Do you know why? Because the only nation that can even come close to us in spending power right now is China. There's only one. There's only one. The rest of the world, we are more valuable to them to sell to us than they are to us to sell to them. So if that was like, there's nothing I could do. It's my uniform policy, man. Well, I'm going to tariff you at 100. Okay, 200. Well, I'm going to go 200. Okay, 400. This is like when you remember when you were in school, you started pissing a teacher off. They're like, you got 1 day of detention. But it's not fair. 2 days of detention. But I'm going to 3 days of detention. But 4 days of detention. Right? And eventually you went, I better shut up. I better shut up because they, even though it's not right, they have the power and I don't. Even if you're being treated unfairly, you realize at some point, like, this person has more power than me. That's bullying. You know what? In the world of economic trade, we have been bullied for fucking 200 years. Oh, by the way, Trump's right. This country ran on nothing but tariffs until we put the income tax in 1913. And we really ran on nothing but tariffs until the 30s. And you could say, but it's good. By the way, if you've heard them say Trump's going to have a national sales tax, that's what they're talking about. That's another lie. Because I'll tell you this. Let's say the United States government said we're going to have a uniform tariff on all imported goods to the United States. Build it here, it's zero. Build it anywhere but here, Mexico, Canada, China, Japan, Philippines, don't care where, it's 20%. But no income tax. I'm all in. Jack, you're supposed to be against tax. I am. The time I would save alone in what I do to prevent myself from overpaying federal income tax. No income tax, no national sales tax, no Social Security tax, 20% tariff on imported goods. I'm there. I'm all in. I know you're mad at me. Don't care. It's fictitious. I don't get to do it. I don't get to make that decision. No one's going to change anything because I said it. Relax. It'll be okay. Now you can take your ideals back out of your pocket and put them on your chest again. It's okay. Clutch your pearls. I got my last prediction for you, and we'll wrap up. If you don't know who went won on election night, it's probably 70 to 75% that they're going to declare Cackles as the winner. I don't care. I don't care that Pennsylvania says it's going to take them 15 days to count the votes. It's bullshit. It's a lie, and we all know it. You always notice, like, not only can they not count all the votes on election night, it's always the blue areas of red states that can't. Somehow the rest of fucking Georgia's got it down. Fulton County, Atlanta can't pull it off. All of Pennsylvania, no problem. Westchester, Bucks County, and Philadelphia can't do it. Can't do it. Fucking computer spits a number out. Can't figure it out. And have you ever noticed whenever they're like, it's a close election and they start recounting, it always moves toward the blue, never towards the red. Never does the candidate that's running as a Republican ever gain votes in a recount. Everyone knows it never narrows to that side. It always narrows. That's why I believe that they cheat. So unless that is a big enough victory that even people on like MSNBC will lose their mind. What's his name? The Morning Joe guy and Mika. They're going to be in the fetal position whimpering and shit. I'm not talking about them. But like CNN has people that at least kind of sort of are still journalists. If you have CNN's prediction desk going and saying things like, we can now call the state of North Carolina for Donald Trump. We can now call, you know, the state of Michigan for Donald Trump. If they start calling blue wall states and swing states for Trump early, you're probably going to know about it. Even if it's not official, you're going to know. If you don't know, it's because it really is that close and it always breaks to the left, or because they're cheating. And we will see what really happens, what wins out. So, again, if you think Jack just tried to trick you into voting Republican today, I'm sorry, went for an hour and 40 minutes, and I didn't even explain myself, I guess. I'm just analyzing this. I'm calling balls and strikes. It's like you're watching a football game, and I don't know, it's teams I don't give a shit, like the Falcons and the Buccaneers. couldn't give two shits who wins that game. Couldn't care. But you make me the commentator for the game and I got to call the game. I'm going to call the game. That was a dumb play. That was a good play. That was really smart. Wow. That was an awesome catch. Boy, he blew that. It looks to me going into the third quarter like the Falcons have the initiative or the Buccaneers have the initiative. But I'm going to call the game. I'm just calling the game. Nothing more. With that, if you like this show and the work that we do, consider helping us out by becoming a member of the MSB. If you become a member of the Survival Podcast Member Support Brigade, you can help us out at the tune of about 20 cents an episode. Just go to thesurvivalpodcast.com and click on members to learn more. When you become a member, you'll get access to this back area that's on the screen right now if you're on the video. The biggest one, I don't want to click on it, but it's the benefits one right there. And if you click on that, it'll give you discounts to about 70 companies. Use those discounts, get your money back. You supported the show. I made a profit, and it didn't really cost you anything. So do consider doing that. The other way is by buying items from tspaz.com whenever you shop online. If you shop at tspaz.com, no matter what you buy, you're going to help us out. But when you go there, you'll find items that I have personally reviewed. And I've got a new one for you today. I don't have a lot of new ones lately. I've been really busy and recycling stuff. I can't even pronounce this one knowing it's right. It looks to me like Gagiter, G-A-G-I-T-E-R, is the manufacturer. The product, though, is a propane torch weed burner. So it is great for flaming weeds. It's also great for you guys who are doing cover crops because you took my course or you just do them for termination of cover crops. That's the primary thing I do with. It's also good for starting fires, lighting up your biochar kilns, all of that stuff. Torches are the way to go. This one is powerful. Now, about a year and a half ago, I bought my first really badass torch like this. At least I thought it was. It was made by a company called Flame King. It was really well thought of at the time. It was also brand new. And it was one of those things, you got your hands on it and you used it, it seemed like it worked good. Within a couple of weeks, it started to literally, like, parts of the handle started falling apart. And if you go read the reviews on that product now, the reviews have caught up. There's all kinds of pictures of the exact same thing, like all the plastic shit just falling off it and whatever. But I limped it along because they're like $50 and it worked. I certainly wouldn't recommend it to anybody. So I started looking for a new one this year and I found this one and I put it through its paces. It is awesome. It weighs about 2 pounds more than the Flame King. You just tell it's well built. It actually breaks apart and stores in a little bag, which is really nice. Runs on 20 pound grill tanks. There's other grill tanks, you like smaller tanks you can buy for it. Don't do that. You'd be like a 10 pound propane tank. It's half the size, so it's easier to carry around, put it in a backpack, whatever. You know, it's $56 for one of those. You can buy a grill tank for like $40. The little ones cost more. The 5 pound ones cost like $50. They're stupid. And you don't want to go too small with a propane tank on something with this kind of power because it'll freeze the tank up. Like people say, can I put a little, somebody asked me already on the video I put up, can I put a 1 pound tank on it? You want it to freeze solid? You can, because that's what's going to happen. This thing's like 1.8 million BTUs power. I have a video of it in operation. You can check it out. But this thing is awesome and well-built. It passes the Jack Spirko quality assessment. So do consider picking one up. But again, if you're going to shop Amazon, you're going to buy something online, you're going to shop Vivor, if you're going to do that, just go to T-Spaz first, use my links, and even if you buy something I didn't recommend, you still help me out. All right. So real quick, I did have some questions. Let me see if I can hit them here now. Legacy Farms, Farm and Homestead said, do you think if Trump wins tomorrow that Kamala will 25th Amendment Biden just to give herself the title of first woman president? Maybe. I doubt it. I don't think Kamala will do anything. Might that happen somehow, though? It's possible. They can't do it right now because they would have to admit that they knew all along. But, boy, is that another thing I left out today? Come on. Do you think Kamala Harris really didn't know that Joe Biden had dementia? Do you think anybody didn't? So who's really running the country? The deep state is, whether you believe it or not. That's the question I already asked about why I don't vote. New old man says, have you ever sold your vote? Would you sell your vote? How much? I don't know what that means. Like, could you get me to vote, period, by giving me money? Like, in 2028, you know, might I come out and say, if you want me to vote, I have a GoFundMe. and if it hits like $10,000, I'll go vote. Since I don't think my vote matters, I probably would if the money was there, but I wouldn't do that to you guys. So no. And then I guess the other way that question could be taken is if somebody came to me and said, Jack, I know you're going to vote X, but I'll pay you to vote Y, would I do it? I wouldn't. And depending on, let's say it's $10,000. No. And I'm not rich at all. I am not a wealthy man. I do okay, but I'm not like super rich or anything. But if somebody said, we'll give you $5 million to vote for Kamala Harris right now, since it's not going to change the outcome, give me the money. I guess, you know, and I know some people think I'm horrible for that, but you motherfuckers have your prices too. Don't tell me you don't. There's a number that you would go, yeah, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Because you're doing a thing that's going to have no real impact at all. Now, this would be the real question. How much would it take you if you were the deciding vote? If everybody voted in your state that was going to vote, and you were the last one, and the number was there, how much money would it take for you to select the candidate you didn't want? That would be interesting before you give me shit and saying I'd do it for $10 million. All right. And knowing it wouldn't matter. And Inversion gave me a $2 super chat. So thank you for that. I appreciate all of you for tuning in today. I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. M-Town Zach says your vote doesn't matter. I agree. My vote doesn't matter. People are voting for 40 electoral votes in Texas, and Texas is going to go red. I'm not worried about it. For those of you that are, for those of you who believe like blithering idiots like Morning Joe about Texas possibly going Democrat, the last time a Democrat won a statewide election in Texas, that person's name was Ann Richards. You either know who that is and you're like, wow, that was a long fucking time ago, or you don't know who it is, and that makes my point even more so. Anyway, I will catch up with you guys tomorrow. We will not be talking about the election other than I think a couple of the polls that I'll be showing you slides from had some electoral questions, but some are just fun questions. We're going to have a fun show tomorrow. We're going to enjoy Election Day because Election Night may be violent. With that, it's been Jack Spirico with another edition of the Survival Podcast, helping you figure out how to live that better life. Times get tougher, even if they don't.
They said you should have a house the American way. Dollar down, a dollar a month, and you never have to pay. There's a better way. Let me show you a better way.